Chapter 15. Then there came to Jesus from Jerusalem Pharisees and scribes, saying, "Why do your disciples go against the teaching of the fathers? For they take food with unwashed hands." And in answer he said to them, "Why do you, yourselves, go against the word of God on account of the teaching which has been handed down to you? For God said, 'Give honor to your father and mother,' and, 'He who says evil of father or mother will be put to death.' But you say, 'If a man says to his father or his mother, that by which you might have had profit from me is given to God, there is no need for him to give honor to his father.' And you have made the word of God without effect because of your teaching. You false ones, well did Isaiah say of you, 'These people give me honor with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But their worship is to no purpose, while they give as their teaching the rules of men.'" And he got the people together and said to them, "Give ear, and let my words be clear to you. Not that which goes into the mouth makes a man unclean, but that which comes out of the mouth." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Did you see that the Pharisees were troubled when these words came to their ears?" But he said in answer, "Every plant which my Father in heaven has not put in the earth, will be taken up by the roots. Let them be, they are blind guides. And if a blind man is guiding a blind man, the two will go falling into a hole together." Then Peter said to him, "Make the story clear to us." And he said, "Are you, like them, still without wisdom? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth goes on into the stomach, and is sent out as waste? But the things which come out of the mouth come from the heart, and they make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, the taking of life, broken faith between the married, unclean desires of the flesh, taking of property, false witness, bitter words. These are the things which make a man unclean, but to take food with unwashed hands does not make a man unclean." And Jesus went away from there into the country of Tyre and Sidon. And a woman of Canaan came out from those parts, crying and saying, "Have pity on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is greatly troubled with an unclean spirit." But he gave her no answer. And his disciples came and said to him, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." But he made answer and said, "I was sent only to the wandering sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and gave him worship, saying, "Help, Lord." And he made answer and said, "It is not right to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs." But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs take the bits from under their master's table." Then Jesus, answering, said to her, "O woman, great is your faith, let your desire be done." And her daughter was made well from that hour. And Jesus went from there and came to the Sea of Galilee, and he went up into the mountain, and took his seat there. And there came to him great numbers of people, having with them those who were broken in body, or blind, or without voice, or wounded, or ill in any way, and a number of others. They put them down at his feet, and he made them well, so that the people were full of wonder when they saw that those who had no voice were talking, the feeble were made strong, those whose bodies were broken had the power of walking, and the blind were able to see, and they gave glory to the God of Israel. And Jesus got his disciples together and said, "I have pity for the people, because they have now been with me 3 days and have no food, and I will not send them away without food, or they will have no strength for the journey." And the disciples say to him, "How may we get enough bread in a waste place, to give food to such a number of people?" And Jesus says to them, "How much bread have you?" And they said, 7 cakes, and some small fishes. Then he gave an order to the people to be seated on the earth, and he took the 7 cakes of bread and the fishes, and having given praise, he gave the broken bread to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the people. And they all took food, and had enough, and they took up of the broken bits, 7 baskets full. And there were 4,000 men who took food, together with women and children. And when he had sent the people away, he got into the boat, and came into the country of Magadan.